Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is There Are Always Two Sides to a Story. Beginning in the days of World War II and for decades, famed radio broadcaster Paul Harvey shared the rest of the story with millions of Americans. After presenting news stories on a variety of factual subjects, he surprised listeners each time with a true twist at the very end and concluded with his signature sign-off, "And now you know the rest of the story." Although Paul Harvey died in 2009, I can't help but think of his influence on today's lesson. There are always two sides to every story, and it benefits us to make sure that we know and understand both sides before making a judgment or rendering an opinion. Whether it's your best friend complaining about his or her spouse, a coworker complaining about another employee, or a newspaper columnist writing a political story, just remember, there are always two sides to every story. If we wish to be viewed by others as dependable, wise, and deliberate, we need to make sure that we have all the facts before we speak or act. I think most people can relate to the uh-oh feeling that comes right after learning that we've made a fool of ourselves having argued a point only to find that we didn't have all the facts and made an error in judgment. This is followed by the sometimes tactical retreat, or as they say, eating of words. We all may do it on occasion, but it's worth considering the effects that rushing to judgment has on your reputation over time if it happens too often. As an example, I have worked alongside of a gentleman who has an opinion on absolutely everything. In his mind, I'm sure he believes that voicing a strong opinion on everything makes him seem knowledgeable and in tune with what's going on in the world. But let's face it, he's just one man with a family and a job to look after. He can't possibly devote the time and research necessary to make an informed decision about every issue of the day. This causes me to doubt his sincerity and some of his claims. Furthermore, I really can't tell what issues are important to him because, as he tells it, everything is his business. Let's look at a specific situation from today's sports news. How many of you have heard at least one person say that LeBron James made a mistake in choosing Miami? Because it's in the news, perhaps people feel compelled to hold an opinion. But how many people really know much about, if anything, about LeBron's reasons and personal motivations? They can speculate all day long, but that's just what they're doing. Consequently, this devalues their judgment in the eyes of others. Can you see how the same concept applies to everyday issues you face? It's natural to be influenced when we hear or read something, especially if it's well presented. But it's important to remember that you may not have the whole story. In the words of Winston Churchill, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. Remember that it's okay not to weigh in on every issue you're confronted with. When you reserve your strongly held beliefs for the things that really matter to you, your opinions will carry more weight and your point of view will command greater respect. In its day, E.F. Hutton was one of the most respected financial firms in the United States. Even those who did not follow the financial news knew the phrase, "When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen." The premise of this catchy advertising slogan was that E.F. Hutton had something of value to say when it came to investing money. And, personally, this isn't a far-fetched notion at all. For example, I am personally very careful with the things that I say. I'm very careful with what I endorse and who I give credit to. I seldom take strong positions on things, especially if they're not important to me. When I do take a strong position and have an opinion to share, it is for something that I know a lot about, and I'm prepared to defend it from every angle. As a result, I find that people really do stop to listen when I have something to say. From this point forward, be intentional about forming beliefs and sharing your opinions. Make sure that you have all the data from which to make your decisions. When addressing a conflict or challenge where people are involved, be sure to reserve your comment until you have both sides of the story. And remember, according to what famed Walter Cronkite, one of the most famous broadcasters of all time, said, in seeking truth, you have to get both sides of the story.